President Donald Trump signed executive orders to increase immigration enforcement officers, deport undocumented migrants, and build a Mexican wall, all while Northwest farmers say they can't hire enough people to pick fruit or work in packing houses. Correspondent Anna King staked out a grocery store in the majority Latino town of Pasco, Washington, to learn what farm workers are feeling.
At the Supermex in downtown Pasco, busy families get the staples they need for the week. Mothers with small children hurry into cars or the store out of the cold.
Do you come down here all the way from Othello to go grocery shopping?
I catch up with Raul. He's a retired truck driver from Othello. He likes to shop here for his food nearly an hour away because it's less expensive. Raul says he'll be watching what happens next very carefully under the Trump administration. That's because he's not documented. The rest of his family, wife, kids are. Raul came here from Michoacán, Mexico, 31 years ago. He has tried for his citizenship, but an old public drunkenness charge has made it difficult, he says. Raul shares something with me and our interpreter. He's been telling his other undocumented friends not to travel between states or on the highways too much.
Sí, porque, pues, incluso este...
I do know people who are afraid, and I tell them just try not to travel too much because if you go from here and there, you're more likely to get in trouble.
If other families are limiting their driving, that could be a problem for farmers. Many workers still travel between southern states like California and follow the crops north to Washington and Oregon each year. Nearby, I meet Tanya.
Tanya?
She's 23. She had one court date so far where she's trying to become a citizen. She's mad at Trump.
He seems racist, and it doesn't seem like that's going to change. It seems like now that those kind of racial tensions are getting worse, but if that's how it's going to be, then that's how it's going to be.
She's noticed a change at the veggie packing plant where she works. Ever since Trump took office, she says, the supervisors, who are documented, are treating the undocumented workers worse.
We do have a new supervisor at work who, although she is Mexican, she's moved here since she was little, and she treats us like... We're lower, because she knows more that she seems to have this sort of prejudice against us.
She thinks this has gotten worse because citizens and documented workers have more power now, or more perceived power. Sitting in a pickup waiting is Aldoberto. He's 75, lives in Pasco. He came here from Oaxaca in 1964. He says he's also not a fan of Trump.
This new president, instead of advancing this new country, he's going to set us back at least 100 years.
Most of the people I met this day were not documented or could quickly name someone close to them who isn't. At a packed taqueria, stories of the wall and Trump play on the TV between novelas. Workers quietly wolf down menudo and asada fries at small tables. A 16-year-old girl here tells me she's safe, legal, but her best friend isn't, and she wouldn't like to see her friend have to go away. The girl says she'll remember this time for the rest of her life. She expects she'll tell her children about how they got through the Trump years. I'm Anna King in Pasco, Washington.